This program is brought to you by Israel Restoration Ministries.
What are you doing Sunday nights? Come join Friendship with God radio Bible teacher Tom Cantor of the Friendship with God Fellowship Church every Sunday night at 5:30 p.m. at The Vine at 9336 Abraham Way, Santee, California. Watch and listen live around the world to Tom Cantor Sunday evening on YouTube.com by searching for Friendship with God Fellowship or by going to our homepage at friendshipwithgod.org. That's friendshipwithgod.org.
Welcome to Friendship with God with our Bible teacher, Tom Cantor. Today's message and previous messages can be listened to or downloaded for free at friendshipwithgod.org.
Father, thank you so much. O great God of Ezra, we pray, Lord, that you would illumine us, open our eyes, Lord. Thank you for calling us out of the darkness into your marvelous light of Christ. And Lord, we pray now that you would continue, Lord, to lead us in Jesus' name. Amen. Ezra chapter 7, verse 1. Now after these things, in the reign of Artaxerxes, king of Persia, Ezra, the son of Zariah, the son of Azariah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Shalom, the son of Zadok, the son of Ahitob, son of Amariah, the son of Azariah, the son of Meriot, the son of Zechariah, the son of Uzi, the son of Buki, the son of Abishua, son of Phinehas, Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the high priest. This Ezra, went up from Babylon, and he was a ready scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given. And the king granted him all his request, according to the hand of the Lord his God upon him. There went up some of the children of Israel, and the priests, and the Levites, and singers, and porters, and Nethinims, unto Jerusalem in the seventh year of Artaxerxes the king. He came to Jerusalem in the fifth month, which was in the seventh year of the king. For upon the first day of the first month began he to go up from Babylon, and on the first day of the fifth month came he to Jerusalem, according to the good hand of his God upon him. Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. This is the copy of the letter that the king Artaxerxes gave unto Ezra the priest, the scribe, even a scribe of the words of the commandments of the Lord and of his statutes of Israel. Artaxerxes, king of kings, unto Ezra the priest, a scribe of the law of the God of heaven. Perfect peace, and at such a time, I make it decree that all they of the people of Israel and of his priests and Levites in my realm, which are minded of their own free will to go up to Jerusalem, go with thee. For as much as thou art sent of the king and of the seven counselors to inquire concerning Judah and Jerusalem, according to the law of thy God, which is in thy hand, and to carry the silver and gold, which the king and his counselors have freely offered unto the God of Israel, whose habitation is in Jerusalem, and all the silver and gold that thou canst find in all the province of Babylon, with the freewill offerings of the people and of the priests, offering willingly for the house of their God, which is in Jerusalem, that thou mayest buy speedily with this money, bullocks, rams, lambs, with their meat offerings, their drink offerings, and offer them there upon the altar of the house of your God, which is in Jerusalem. And whatsoever shall seem good to thee and to thy brethren to do with the rest of the silver and the gold that do after the will of your God. The vessels also that are given thee for the service of the house of thy God, those deliver thou before the God of Jerusalem. And whatsoever more shall be needful for the house of thy God, which thou hast shall have occasion to bestow, bestow it out of the king's treasure house. I, Artaxerxes the king, do make it decree to all the treasures which were beyond the river that whatsoever Ezra the priest, the scribe of the law of God of heaven, shall require of you, it be done speedily. Unto 100 talents of silver, to 100 measures of meat, and 100 baths of wine, and to 100 baths of oil and salt, without prescribing how much. Whatsoever is commanded by the God of heaven, let it be done diligently for the house of the God of heaven. Why should there be wrath against the realm of the king and his sons? Also, we certify you that touching any of the priests, the Levites, singers, porters, Nethinims, ministers of this house of God, it shall not be lawful to impose toll, tribute, or custom upon them. And thou, Ezra, after the wisdom of thy God that is in thine hand, set magistrates, judges, which may judge all the people that are beyond the river, all such as know the laws of thy God, and teach ye them that know them not. And whosoever will not do the law of thy God, the law of the king, let judgment be executed speedily upon him, whether it be unto death or banishment, confiscation of goods or imprisonment. Blessed be the God, the Lord God of our fathers, which hath put such a thing as this in the king's heart, to beautify the house of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem, and hath extended mercy unto me before the king and his counselors, and before all the king's mighty princes. And I was strengthened as the hand of the Lord my God was upon me, and I gathered together out of Israel chief men to go up with me. This chapter opens with the words, after these things. And there's a message in those words, not to be skipped over. The chapter before this spoke of how the work of the Jews in rebuilding the temple had been stopped by the enemies. And so the Jews, therefore, they appealed, let's go look for this decree. Let a search be made. We have a decree. We have authorization from a great King Cyrus. He told us to go rebuild the temple. And that chapter, that last chapter, told how the decree that they were begging to be found was not found where it should have been found, in a place called the House of the Rolls in Babylon. But that decree was miraculously found 285 miles away in the summer palace of the king. Somehow that roll with the decree of Cyrus got misplaced 285 miles away where it should have been. Like someone put it there as an insurance policy to stop the Jews. Somehow, someone in that palace stumbled across that out of place rogue roll, and it contained the decree of Cyrus that they gave them authorization to build the temple. And that was part of the things that are referred to in verse 1, after these things. But that's not all that's being referred to in those after these things. In the last chapter, there was a wonderful decree by King Darius, where it said in chapter 6, verse 3, let the house be builded. And those words rang throughout Babylon. They rang throughout Jerusalem. They rang throughout the enemies of Israel. Let the house be builded. And King Darius in that decree gave the dimensions for the temple. And some of those dimensions were 3 times larger than Solomon's dimension. He really wanted to see that temple be built grand style. And in that decree, King Darius provided for the expense out of his own pocket. And in that decree, King Darius said to the enemies of the Jews in Ezra 6, verse 7, let the work of this house alone. Let the governor of the Jews and the elders of the Jews build this house of God in his place. And King Darius said, anyone who changed his decree to let that house be built, he said, if you stop the house of God to be built, your own house should be destroyed, and timber should be recovered out of your own house to build a post that you would be nailed to, and your own house should become a sewer. That was part of the things in verse 1, now after these things. Now, and the house of God, the temple was finished. It was finished. Chapter 6:15. This house was finished on the 3rd day of the month Adar. That's part of the things in verse 1, now after these things. And now when we come to chapter 7, there's been 57 years since the temple was completed. Most of you in this room are not even 57 years old. A few of you are in the 90s club, but anyway. And everything that happened in those 57 years is part of the things in verse 1 after these things. But wait a minute. What about all the things that happened in those 57 years from the end of chapter 6 until now? Well, we're not told anything about those. No, we're not told anything of those years in the Bible. Why? Because those things are not important to drive the message that God wants to drive for us to change our lives. That gets at the heart of the ultimate purpose of this book. The ultimate purpose of this book, the Bible, is not given to us so that we can have some detailed chronological history of everything that happened. The Bible does contain histories, but those histories have been handpicked by God. The Bible does contain specific details of those histories, but those details have been handpicked by God. Why? Why has God chosen certain histories? Why has God chosen certain details? Because God has a purpose in handpicking those histories, handpicking those details, and that's to provide us with teaching illustrations of truths that God wants to use to change us, change our lives, make us more and more and more like Christ on the journey toward heaven. And so now in these next five verses, Ezra, as we read here, gives us a lineage of himself. It's not a complete lineage. No, it's a partial lineage, but he carries it back finally to where he wants to get to in verse 5. And in verse 5, he wants to say, the son of Aaron, the chief priest. That's very important to Ezra to show that he comes from the line of Aaron, the chief priest. It's not that Ezra is trusting in this lineage to make a statement like, oh, I'm really something because I am the line of Aaron the priest. No, that's not it. What Ezra is saying is that I come from the line of the priest, and that for me is where I'm going to continue my work. And this may sound very strange to you, but I come from a line of rabbis. It's a well-known line of rabbis in Lithuania called Kantorovich, or I don't even know how you say it, but anyway, I come from them, shortened to Cantor. Those rabbis taught that Jesus Christ is a bad person. I view my calling in life as having come from that line to change all that, to be a preacher, to be a teacher like the lineage that I came from, but to teach that Jesus Christ is God and is the Messiah. That's different from saying, oh, you know, I come from the line of rabbis, I come from the line of Aaron the priest, you know? Because there were those in the days of John the Baptist who rested on the fact that they were descendants of Abraham, and for that reason, they thought themselves very special. And John the Baptist choked and rebuked them for relying on the fact that they were good stead because they were born as Jews in Matthew 3:5. Then went out to him, John the Baptist, Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about in Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when John the Baptist saw many of the Pharisees and the Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance, and think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. Now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. When John the Baptist saw those Sadducees and those Pharisees coming to his baptism of repentance, and there was no confession of sin, there was no crying, there was no, I'm a dirty, rotten sinner, I need to be saved, I need to be cleansed, then John saw, because God gave him an ability to see what they were thinking. John saw them coming, and he asked himself, what are you thinking? And John saw that they were not thinking, I'm a dirty, rotten sinner, and I'm repenting, and I need to be cleansed from my dirty, rotten sins. John saw right into their thoughts, and John saw that they were thinking, we're okay because Abraham is our father. Oh, the Gentiles, they need to be saved. Hell was invented by them, not us. We have Abraham for our father. And John told them, go back, and only come when you have evidences that you really believe that you're a dirty, rotten sinner and you're repenting of your sins. And John told them they were just like a fruit tree that the farmer comes around the time of the harvest and he sees, this tree, no fruit on this tree. Oh, there's so many trees here. How am I going to remember which tree this is? Because next year, if this tree doesn't produce fruit, out! And the farmer says, I got an axe. I'll make a mark at the base. That way, next year when I come around, if there's no fruit on this tree, I say, 2 years in a row, enough. Away with that tree. Burn it. Chop it down. And that's what John said. The axe is laid at the root of your trees. You only have a limited amount of time before God kills you. And Ezra was not stating that he comes from the line of Aaron the priest just to impress us. Ezra was showing us that this is a calling for him. He views it as a calling with his lineage. And the Jews believe that Ezra was a great writer of the scripture. They believe he wrote 1st and 2nd Chronicles. They believe he wrote the books of Ezra and Nehemiah and Esther. And it's believed that Ezra did set up the great synagogue and that he established a system of worship for the synagogue. Ezra was a scribe. He was a writer of the books in the Bible. Ezra was an administrator. Ezra was a leader. Ezra was like Moses. Moses was in a foreign land, and Ezra was in a foreign land. Moses led an exodus of Jews out of Egypt. Ezra led an exodus of Jews out of Babylon. Ezra was a great leader. But of all these titles that Ezra could choose for himself, leader, writer of the Bible, builder of the great synagogue, there was one title in particular that Ezra wanted to be known as. And we see it in verse 11. Now, this is the copy of the letter that King Artaxerxes gave unto Ezra, the priest, the scribe. Verse 12, Artaxerxes, king of kings, unto Ezra, the priest. Verse 21, I, Artaxerxes the king, do make a decree to all the treasurers which are beyond the river, that whatsoever Ezra, the priest. Verse 10, and Ezra, the priest. Ezra 10:10. Ezra, the priest. Ezra 10:16. The children of the captivity did so, and Ezra, the priest. Nehemiah 8:2. And Ezra, the priest, brought the law before the congregation. Nehemiah 8:9, and Nehemiah, which is the Tirshatha, and Ezra the priest. Ezra wanted to be known as the priest, and that's why King Artaxerxes called Ezra the priest. It's because Ezra told the king, I am the priest. What's a priest? Priest is a person with a unique compassion, a unique compassion for people, because a priest is one who represents the people Godward in prayer, as opposed to a prophet that represents God peopleward in preaching. The work of the priest is to pray, as opposed to the work of the prophet, which is to preach, because a prophet represents God to people. A priest has to have an ability to feel the pain of a person in order to pray for him. That's the priest's compassion, to be touched with the feeling of pain of the person he's praying for. A priest has to feel the weakness of the person in order to pray for him. That's the priest's compassion, to be touched with the feeling of the weakness of the person he's praying for. A priest has to have the ability to feel the sorrow of a person in order to pray for him. That's a priest's ability to be touched with the feeling of the sorrow of the person he's praying for. A priest has to be able to feel the guilt and the shame of the sinner that he's ordered in order to pray for him. That's the priest's compassion, to be touched with the feeling of guilt and shame for the person he's praying for. The priest has to be touched by others because a priest is sensitive, a priest is tender. And that's how Jesus Christ is described as our priest in Hebrews 4:14. Hebrews 4:14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us come therefore boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Jesus Christ is our high priest, and he is great to us because Jesus Christ is greatly sensitive to our feeling, because Jesus Christ is greatly tender in how he deals with us, because Jesus Christ has a great capacity to be touched with our feelings of guilt and shame and weakness and sorrow and pain and grief and frustration. Ezra was that type of priest. And when Nehemiah, you always have to parallel the two persons of Nehemiah and Ezra because they lived at the same time. When Nehemiah saw the sin of the people, Nehemiah was confrontational, but Ezra was overwhelmed. When Nehemiah saw the sin of the people, Nehemiah rebuked, but Ezra cried. When Nehemiah saw all the sin that was going on, he cursed the sinners and he hit them and he pulled the hair out of their cheeks, from their beards, while Ezra was on his face from morning till evening, interceding for the sinners. Ezra does all this because Ezra is a priest. And now we see how Ezra describes himself in verse 6, he says, "This Ezra went up from Babylon." Ezra doesn't write in the first person, "I, Ezra, went up from Babylon." Ezra writes, "This Ezra ran up from Babylon." He writes about himself in the third person. He describes himself as "this Ezra that went up from Babylon." He says went up from Babylon. He's not referring to the topography of the land, that Babylon was the lower geographically, but he's talking about going up, as in Aliyah, going up to Jerusalem. And King Artaxerxes had the highest respect for Ezra. And he called Ezra in verse 21, I, Artaxerxes, the king, to make a decree to all the treasurers which are beyond the river, that whatsoever Ezra the priest, the scribe of the law of the God of heaven, shall require of you, it be done speedily. The king put Ezra in charge. The king trusted Ezra. Ezra had access to the king, which means that he was very well taken care of there in the palace in Babylon. And yet, with all of that, Ezra said, "I'm going to make an exchange in my life." Ezra said, "I'm going to exchange the comforts that I have here in Babylon. I'm going to exchange the influence that I have with the king, and I'm going to exchange that for the hardships of traveling on a highway filled with bandits and robbers." It was a big sacrifice for Ezra to leave the comforts of life that he had it all set, he had it made, but not in Jerusalem. But Ezra chose to leave all the comforts, all the pleasures of Babylon in order to do the will of God and rebuild Jerusalem. Ezra was just like Moses, who also was very well taken care of. The prince slated to become the next pharaoh in Egypt, Moses had it made in the shade. And Moses said, "I will now make the great exchange. I will leave it all to follow God into a desert rather than to stay in the palace of Egypt." Hebrews 11:24. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. For he esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt.
Tom Cantor's messages can be listened to and downloaded for free at friendshipwithgod.org. For other free resources, email us at tomcantor@friendshipwithgod.org or call us at 800-247-3051. Join our live services on YouTube by searching Friendship with God with Tom Cantor every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
What are you doing Sunday nights? Come join Friendship with God radio Bible teacher Tom Cantor of the Friendship with God Fellowship Church every Sunday night at 5:30 p.m. at The Vine at 9336 Abraham Way, Santee, California. Watch and listen live around the world to Tom Cantor Sunday evening on YouTube.com by searching for Friendship with God Fellowship or by going to our homepage at friendshipwithgod.org. That's friendshipwithgod.org.
This program is brought to you by Israel Restoration Ministries.